This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. The new year is set to bring new transparency to workplace safety issues. An OSHA rule going into effect January 1st requires about 50,000 employers to provide more detailed reporting of workplace incidents to the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Those details will be published on the agency's website as part of an ongoing effort to increase disclosure and public accountability for workplace safety. That effort is challenged by ongoing budget uncertainties for the small federal agency. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
The new rule applies to companies with 100 or more employees in industries with hazardous jobs.
Food production, manufacturing, healthcare, basically those jobs that have been shown in the past to be more dangerous.
Jordan Barab, a former OSHA official during the Obama administration, says employers will have to report the details of basically any injury that requires more than first aid, something they were already supposed to be doing, but only for their internal records.
What's different now is that this information is being sent into OSHA and then put on its web page. Previously, OSHA only had access to that information when OSHA went and actually physically inspected a workplace.
Which doesn't happen that often. OSHA and its state partner agencies have nearly 2,000 inspectors to cover about 8 million work sites. An AFL-CIO report estimated it would take the agency 190 years to inspect all of them. So OSHA has to use its limited enforcement resources wisely, says Matthew Johnson, a professor of public policy and economics at Duke.
It's really kind of wild that OSHA often flies blind, meaning that OSHA, up until very recently, just hasn't had information about what are the workplaces that are actually hazardous.
Since 2016, the agency has required larger employers to report a one-page summary of workplace incidents. Now, more companies will have to report in greater detail about conditions that led to an injury.
With greater disclosure of information comes more scrutiny.
Gina Fonte is a partner at Holland & Knight who helps businesses with OSHA compliance.
Certainly, there's going to be some additional administrative burden and cost to the employer to have to comply with this.
But she says the data could also potentially help companies to see where they stand compared to competitors, recognize patterns, and make changes before an OSHA inspector shows up at their door. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.